Lesson 6G. Exercises 4 and 5.
Are you ready, Emily?
Yes, of course. Thank you. To start with, I'd like to say that I completely agree with Einstein's statement. The fact that he gives more importance to goals than people or things is understandable, bearing in mind that the latter are not always permanent. I mean, our friends are likely to change as we get older, and many of them will fall by the wayside. Even families can grow apart, and partners may not be around forever. As for things, they can wear out or break. A goal, on the other hand, is something permanent. It's a lifelong companion that will be with us until the end of our days. On the whole, I believe that a goal is more likely to make us happy than people or things.
But wouldn't you say that it's important to have company in life? I think a person without friends might get very lonely.
Certainly. There's a need to have some people close to us, but I think what Einstein is saying is that we shouldn't get too dependent on them, or indeed let them depend too much on us. People and things can easily become a burden that we have to carry around with us, and this kind of extra baggage makes it more difficult for us to pursue our goals. As a result, we can lose our way and become frustrated with life because we have no direction.
But trying to achieve an aim can also be frustrating, don't you think? Imagine you have set your sights on one particular goal, and then you suddenly realise there's no way you're ever going to reach it. That would be more likely to bring you down rather than lift your spirits, I think.
All the same, I believe that goals are important. If you find yourself getting frustrated, perhaps you need to adapt your goal or break it down into smaller chunks to make it more achievable. What's more, there's nothing more satisfying than fulfilling a dream or achieving an aim, especially something that you have found rather challenging. The feeling you get when you've finally met your objective is incomparable to anything else, and for me, this would be the ultimate happiness.
Thank you, Emily.